Therefore, go into their highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. But when the king came to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. They are wearing gown there. Both the bad and the good are wearing gown. As long as your gown is on you, nobody cares whether you are bad or good. Make sure you are wearing Jesus' righteousness. The wedding gown is not sewn by them. It is the person who organized the wedding that sewed it. Your own is to wear it. If you say, I'm not going to wear them, I go call like that. That's what people say. They want to go to heaven by their own righteousness. No uniform. Your righteousness can take you anywhere. So people are depending on their righteousness. That's why I see the Jews. I now go to Romans chapter 10. He said, they are rejecting Jesus' righteousness. They are going about seeking their own righteousness. The uniform is what the master is looking for. The master is not looking for, is he a good person? Are you a good person? What about you don't blow light before? What about you? As you say, people say, don't fornicate. You at a wedding, you fornicate. What about Lotto was? I'm wearing uniform. As long as I'm wearing uniform, it is the blood that makes you righteous. It is the blood, not your goodness. People are going to hell in church with hair tie. See, look, what you put your faith in to save you, as long as it's not the blood, you're not going to be saved. Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Are you catching this thing? Are you excited? Jesus Christ is the end of it. Whatever law, don't do this one, don't do that one. Thou shalt not. The end of the whole thing is Jesus' blood that was shed. That's it.